It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live, listener-interactive real estate radio show. The phone lines are open, so call us at 505-473-5722 or email us your questions at rpost@sfrp.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Post.
Greetings to everyone in Santa Fe and beyond. I welcome you to a very special remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate coming to you from Fidelity National Title Insurance Company, located at 515 Don Gaspar Avenue in downtown Santa Fe. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and I hope you will join us today for a one-year anniversary celebration of All Things Real Estate. We'll have some interesting guest commentary about what the past year has brought to us, and you can enjoy some terrific summertime food being offered by our friends at Fidelity National Title, and also enter a drawing for fabulous free gifts. So come on down to Fidelity National Title, located again at 515 Don Gaspar Avenue, and join us in the one-year celebration that All Things Real Estate has been broadcasting. Now, before we get into the show, I want to take a minute to recognize a bunch of people without whose help I would have never made it to this one-year anniversary milestone. First of all, I need to thank Tommy Gardner and Darlene Street, co-owners of Santa Fe Realty Partners, for the unwavering and enthusiastic support that they've given to All Things Real Estate. When I came to them over a year ago with this kooky idea to create a radio real estate show, a real estate radio show, newsletter, and videotape interview program, they simply said, "Tell us how we can help you." And that level of support and encouragement has not diminished one bit over the last 12 months. Just like money is the mother's milk of political campaigns, I can't say enough about the support I've received from a who's who of corporate partners who have helped underwrite the All Things Real Estate brand. Many of these companies are represented here today, and I want to I want all of you to know how important you have been to our success. I encourage all of you who are listening today to go to our website, www.sfrp.com. Go to the radio show page and check out this roster of stellar companies who play such an important role in the economy of New Mexico. The professionals at Santa Fe Realty Partners who have worked tirelessly with me over the past year deserve a huge thank you, since without them we quite simply would not have existed. Thank you, Kate, Phil, Melissa, Jane, Susan, and our new team member, Marjorie, for all that you've done and will do to make year two even more successful. Gino Thompson, my producer, who is sitting back at the KTRC studio, you plain and simple have been the behind-the-scenes guy who has made me look like I know what I'm doing. And I just want you to know, besides my gratitude, the Stella Artois beer will continue flowing your direction. The rest of the Hutton Broadcasting team, Marcia, Scott, Joni, Tom, Colin, and especially Scott Hutton, thank you for your confidence in me and that the show's real estate content would resonate with all the KTRC listeners. Lastly, I need to thank all of you, our loyal listeners, for the support you've given to the show over the past 12 months. During and after every show, I hear from a number of you. I want you to know that I very much value the input you've given to us. We are introducing some brand new show elements in year two and hope you find them interesting as what we've offered in the past year. Now, we have a lot going on with the show today, as always, and with Gino Thompson, my producer, back at 1260 KTRC, my very skilled technicians, Tom and Colin, with us here at Fidelity National Title. I want to start things off by getting some state-of-the-market comments from Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. Welcome to the show, Andrew, and by the way, thank you for being a partner of the radio show and the newsletter for this past year.
You're very welcome. You know, because it's the one-year anniversary of All Things Real Estate, I thought that I'd look back at the last year of the mortgage industry. It's been eventful, perhaps cataclysmic in the federally mandated response to the mortgage meltdown. There are four elements that have happened. The first was called Home Valuation Code of Conduct, HVCC, which created a firewall between the appraiser and the lenders. It was supposed to reduce appraisal fraud, but it's ended up costing borrowers more with a reported increase in appraisal fraud, so it really hasn't done what it's supposed to do. And then it was supposed to last only for 26 months, and it's been in place for a little over a year, and it may be removed in the legislation that's in Congress today. Most people don't like it. The second thing was MDIA, the Mortgage Disclosure Information Act. it added timing to the requirements to timing requirements to the loan process. And sometimes, you know, the delays, it created delays that were good, and sometimes it created some information that requirements for information that was really beneficial.
Right.
I think all in all, it's been a decent addition to RESPA. But as of January of 2010, we have what's called RESPA 2010. It intends to hold the lender, me, to our disclosed fees, and it makes the lender financially responsible for changes in cost during the transaction. That's not a bad thing. The intent is admirable, but the execution is problematic. It revolves around the good faith estimate and the HUD, which we get at settlement. But some of the disclosures are awkward, and some of the disclosures aren't really communicated. But most importantly is it doesn't require the borrower's signature, so there's always this issue of what is it and how does it work. And then the last thing that's happened in the last year is what's called NMLS, the National Mortgage Licensing System. It's a state licensing of loan officers, which requires education and testing of national and state laws. I think it's actually good. I've passed part of my test already, and it's due to be complete by July 31st. The bottom line on it is that while I, as a mortgage lender, have to have a state license and have to go through the testing, those people who do loans at banks do not. And I think that it would be a better thing if everybody had to do it, because I think its intent is actually quite good.
Right. Well, all in all, big changes in your industry over the past 12 months. But I guess the bottom line question I have for you, Andrew, is that things are good now. This is a fabulous time for people to be buying. And from your standpoint, with interest rates low, the positive spin today is get out there and look for that property and buy it, right?
Yes. The one thing I will say is that it takes longer. It's more difficult to get loans done. There is money out there, and they can be done at great rates. So patience is the name.
Oh, very good. Listen, Andrew Hoffman, again, thank you so much for being advisor of all things real estate for the past year. I hope we can go into year two together, okay?
Thank you. Right. Look forward to it.
I want to shift gears and actually welcome to the program Steve Riemann. Not only is Steve the Santa Fe Area Manager of Fidelity National Title Insurance Company, but he's the host of our remote broadcast today. And he's also one of the strongest supporters of all things real estate and was actually my very first guest on the program 1 year ago. Welcome back to the show, Steve, and thank you for not only being one of the main partners of our endeavor, but for all the terrific commentary you've offered to the listeners over the past year.
Ray, it's just absolutely a privilege to be here. We are always thrilled to be a part of all things real estate. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
You started something here that continues to grow and mushroom. You've got very faithful followers. You're making an impact in the real estate community, and I'm just privileged to be a part of it. Very proud of the work you've done, Ray.
Well, as I said, the first time you were on the show, you made that similar kind of very, very gracious statement, and I told Gino Thompson, my producer, we need to end the program right now because it can't get any better. But actually, it can. It actually can get better. And the reason why I say that is that Steve and I have now been joined by the co-owner and the qualifying broker of the firm I work for, the firm I'm privileged to work for, and actually Steve is an associate broker there as well. I have Tommy Gardner with us here on All Things Real Estate. And Tommy, what a year we've had, huh?
Absolutely. You know, it's been superb. And, you know, I love you, Ray, for saying that we've supported you, we've helped you, but, you know, it was your vision. The whole deal was your vision, and we love it for that. And, you know, it is far greater than we ever imagined.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate that, Tommy. And you know, I guess as Mr. Riemann said, Professor Riemann, as I like to call him, the proof is in the pudding, and we do have loyal listeners who seem to – I don't think it had anything to do with me. I think it has a lot to do with the subject matter, that real estate's resonating with people, the great commentary that people like Steve Riemann bring to the show. And again, I just have to say, Tommy, you've brought fantastic support to this effort, and you and Darlene didn't throw me out of the office when I came to you with this crazy idea, and I appreciate that.
Well, truthfully, in the beginning, it was like, you want to walk?
Yeah.
But, you know, but the irony was that you've done this before, and did we know the success? No. But when you're looking at open houses on Sundays that are 200 to 300% better
right.
because of what you're presenting, is tremendous.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. No.
You know, and right, you know, our gratitude, it really goes out to you
mm-hmm.
for what you created.
Thank you. Well, listen, it's been a team effort. There's no way that I could have possibly done this without your support and without all the people that are part of the effort. And all the papers are blowing here off the table. Steve, I always like to, and I want Tommy to join in on this too. We've got about 2 minutes before we have to take a break. I always like to ask Steve Riemann, Tommy, about his view of where the market is. And it's been 30 days since he was on the show last. Steve Riemann, what do you think things are doing here in the real estate market in Santa Fe and nationally?
Ray, we're very enthused. The tax credits that we saw that ended in April, you had to be in the contract by April, those actually brought some real urgency and some real velocity into the market. And so, there's all sorts of fallout from that. And whether it's high-end market, low-end market, everybody else picked up the speed. We saw more contracts coming together. We still are seeing more, aren't we, Tommy?
Yep, we are.
And I think it's really given us some momentum to get into the summer months and see some good results.
Yeah,
I
Tommy,
so.
you're an expert in this, and we have seen an enormous number of contracts pick up since January. But as a qualifying broker and someone who knows real estate better than most people, what's your view of the rest of 2010?
Really, it's much as Steve has just stated, okay? And I think that through 2010, there's going to be some ups and downs in the marketplace, and that's natural, and it's going to continue. But overall, I think we'll see an increase in our business, in the home sales, and people being able to sell their homes, not foreclosures,
right.
and that type of thing,
yeah.
which is really wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not going to be overheated. It's going to be slow and progressive.
Yeah.
But interest rates remain fabulous.
Oh, super.
There's plenty of inventory on the market, so buyers have some shopping and
right.
some things to look at to really get what they are really after.
Absolutely.
And,
yes.
think it's I think we have a lot of momentum and a lot of promising. Whether or not we ever get to another 2004, I'll never be 31 again. So.
Yeah,
you go.
Well, that was sort of an anomaly then anyway. So anyway, I tell you what, we're starting out this show in a great love fest. Tommy Gardner, qualifying broker, co-owner of Santa Fe Realty Partners. It's been a pleasure working with you for the past 2 years.
Likewise.
It's been great working on all things real estate for the past year. Let's do 2, 3, 4, 100 years. How's that? Want to do that?
I love that.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Anyway, Steve Riemann, my special guest and host today. We're going to take a break here. Gino Thompson, my producer back at KTRC. We're going to continue our conversation with a variety of guests today and celebrate 1 year of all things real estate being on the air. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
KTRC.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. We're live here at Fidelity National Title at 515 Don Gaspar Avenue in downtown Santa Fe, and we invite you to come and join us today for the 1 year anniversary of All Things Real Estate, our radio show, our newsletter, and we're now doing videotape interviews, so we're doing it all. And today we're going to have a fabulous crowd here. I am privileged to have Steve Riemann, who's the Santa Fe area manager, as my in-studio, outside guest host, co-host with me throughout the show. And I'm actually welcoming one of your colleagues who's been in the studio before. I have Paige Moffitt with Steve and me, and Paige is an escrow officer here at Fidelity National Title. So I'm going to shut up now and let you guys talk. Go ahead.
Well, good morning, Paige. How are you?
How are you, Steve?
Good. Welcome back to the show.
I know. We're getting to be regular.
And that's a good thing. You know, we're able to share our what we do with the community and be the resource to the community that we want to be. And so we're glad you're a part of that. Now, I know that before, Paige, we ask you too much, I want to mention to our listeners, folks, come on by today. We are at 515 Don Gaspar. That's just one house south of Paseo de Peralta on Don Gaspar, right in the neighborhood of the Capitol building. We've got Joey Roybal, our titleless searcher, is cooking sausages and cooking hamburgers, and he's doing a big job over there. He's got a big smoke going on.
Yeah.
We've got cold drinks. There is some alcoholic refreshments.
Oh,
those
there's alcohol,
you know,
too.
Oh, well, you know. And plenty to eat and plenty to drink, and a lot of good folks to join us today. So we want to invite people to come out and see us. If you can't come see us, or even if you can, we're going to invite you to please send us an email. Today we're trying to drive traffic to an email address known as santafe@fnf.com. And Paige, we've been using that as sort of a customer service, so where people can anonymously call in and we also field questions. And it's nice to hear questions from the consumers that way, isn't it?
We love to hear from people. So you need to register. Register today.
Okay. And so, yeah, if you'll register, folks, we've got plenty of giveaways. If you come personally or if you just register online at Santa Fe at FNF. FNF is Fidelity National Financial. That is our parent company. If you just send us a quick email, santafe@fnf.com, that'll register you to win some of our prizes. We've got gift cards from Lowe's and Home Depot and lottery tickets and everything else. And so we hope that you'll do that. One other comment before, it looks like we've got a caller already. One other comment we want to make, folks, is we are also privileged to be growing right now. So we have a couple of employment opportunities. And we invite you to register or to send us an email at santafe@fnf.com anytime between now and noon tomorrow. And I'll be picking up those emails, and we'll hope to find us a new teammate, somebody else to work with. Actually have two opportunities available. The market's been real good to us, Ray, and we're grateful.
Well, and that's one of the reasons why I'm delighted to have you guys as a main partner, maybe the biggest partner we've had on all things real estate for these past 12 months. And it's really sort of a testament to the success you guys have, the reputation you have here in town. So I encourage everyone to take advantage. This is a fabulous company. I can toot their horn for them. I know from personal experience and from all the brokers in our firm that work with Fidelity National Title and Settlements, this is a great place to work. It's a very, very close, almost like a family environment by my observation. A lot of fun. And anyway, I encourage you to take advantage of what Steve Riemann was saying. We did get an email, guys, though, Paige and Steve. Ray, I've never heard the show, but plan on tuning in each week from now on. Can Mr. Riemann offer suggestions on the best way to get ready for a settlement? I'm buying a small house. I'm a first-time home buyer, and I'm not sure if my broker is using Fidelity National Title. It's from Kelly, and we've got about 2 minutes to answer Kelly's question. Go ahead, guys.
Paige, how about responding to Kelly's?
She's a first-time home buyer. She's buying a house. She doesn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Well, she definitely needs to come here first, and we'll be happy to talk to her about whatever her needs are. But this is a great time to be buying a house. The market is really good. It's really strong. Rental market, sure, you can keep doing that, but why when you can own? So come here. We'll be happy to help you along in the process.
What would be the first, for Kelly's benefit, and Steve and I have talked about this, Paige, on so many occasions, the 1, 2, 3 steps for a first-time home buyer in particular, it can be daunting. So what should Kelly be aware of when she deals with a title company?
Well, she probably, if she's looking at getting a loan, it would be a good thing to do to go talk to a lender, see about what she can qualify for, what her price range is. That would be the first thing, so she knows what to make an offer on. That would probably be the first step, and get a pre-qualifying letter from the lender. Second thing is we would love to just talk to her and find out about everything we need to do to review the title of the property. We could just have a meeting, discuss what it is she's looking for and what she needs to have and bring with her in terms of making sure that she gets her needs met. Just conference.
Yeah, that's good. And I know you guys, Steve's talked about this. You like to invite people to come in before they actually go to the settlement table. It takes a little bit of a mystery, particularly for a first-time home buyer, off of the process. Right?
Well, absolutely, because we can resolve certain title issues prior. You know, we can find out everything about her background to know, like, what little things we need to take care of prior to closing so that there's no glitches at the end.
Right. I'll tell you what, hold your thoughts, Steve, because I'm going to go into a different segment here. You know what, Gino Thompson, I think that we have reached that point in the show when it's time for another useful insurance tip brought to you by our friends at Hub International. So it's vacation time again, and I think that it's useful to provide you with some information we shared last spring regarding the ins and outs of rental car insurance. This week I spoke to Robin Schritter, Regional Vice President of insurance giant Hub International, about this issue. Let's take a listen to what she had to share with me.
Okay, Robin, what does someone's auto insurance policy cover?
Well, Ray, assuming you're renting the vehicle in the U.S. or Canada, your policy would provide liability coverage for injury to the other people and damage to their vehicle and property. If you carry collision coverage on one of your vehicles, your policy will pay for the damage to the rental car. Of course, this is subject to your deductible.
Great, Robin. So the listener who has this coverage doesn't need to worry about coverage or pay those extra charges for a loss damage waiver or for something else?
Ray, the answer is an emphatic maybe. you are responsible for the damage to the rental car under the rental contract, regardless of fault. The rental car company will also charge you for loss of use. That is, their loss of income due to the inability to rent the car while it's being repaired. They may also charge for diminished value or loss of turnback. These charges deal with the lesser value of a damaged vehicle at the time of sale, or the inability to return the car back to the manufacturer in a prearranged deal. The important point here is neither of these situations are covered by your auto insurance policy.
So, Robin, I guess my takeaway from your explanation is that I do need to buy the additional coverages offered by the rental car company.
Well, Ray, you at least need to know what your options are, as well as the potential economic risk you take by not getting the additional coverage. Also, some of the gold or platinum credit cards will extend coverage to a rental vehicle. Check with your credit card company, and if they do extend coverage, be sure to rent the vehicle with that credit card. The optimum thing to do is to discuss all of this with your insurance agent in advance of leaving for your trip. You're going away for a fun, relaxing vacation, so enjoy.
And what do I do with a trip that includes both business and vacation?
If you rent any vehicle for business purposes, you may discover that your personal auto policy excludes rentals for business. In this case, I would recommend you purchase the coverage from the rental company. Bottom line, though, talk to your insurance agents before you make that trip.
Once again, great advice, Robin. And if you want more insurance tips, please go to our website, www.sfrp.com. Click on the radio tower icon, and that will take you right to the Hub International logo.
Okay, back live here at Fidelity National Title at 515 Don Gaspar Avenue. Before we take a break here, what happened to Paige Moffitt?
She saw some clients come in. We had some more clients come in, so she's pouring some...
beverages,
orange juice, or some other beverages.
Oh, there you go.
For them,
something we want to keep them sober. Yes, keep them as good clients. I tell you what, Gino Thompson, my producer, let's take a break here on all things real estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation. But we invite you to come on down here, Fidelity National Title, 515 Don Gaspar Avenue, downtown Santa Fe. There's food, there's gifts, giveaway, there's great conversation with these excellent title insurance folks. So come on down. Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate live here at Fidelity National Title, located at 515 Don Gaspar Avenue in downtown Santa Fe. We are celebrating our one-year anniversary of the first broadcast of All Things Real Estate. I'm joined in my sort of outdoor broadcast booth by the very first guest I had on the show, Steve Riemann, who is the Santa Fe area manager for Fidelity National Title, and a lot of his colleagues. And I now want to welcome with Steve, Tara Gutierrez, who actually was very kind when I was out of town over December with Steve to co-host the show, and you did a great job, Tara. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, again, as I'm like I did the last time, I'm going to let you guys freeform, and Steve Riemann, you can take the floor.
Well, thanks so much. Tara, you've joined us for 2 years now, but you've been an escrow officer for quite a while for a young woman, haven't you?
I've been in escrow for about 9.5 years now.
Uh-huh. And still loving it.
And still loving it.
And by the way, you are going to be with your hands full as I take the month of July off.
Yes, I am.
And so we probably want to give out your direct phone line right now.
Okay, well, that is 989-2418.
Because as many folks around here know, I'm actually taking month of July off. So when you call and you have your questions, you can direct them to all of our closing officers, including, by the way, I see Shelley Monks over there, but she's a little radio shy today. So, call all of our closing officers, including Atera, and we'd be thrilled to help you with whatever your transactional or informational needs are. So, Atera, when you joined Fidelity, you told me there was a number of conscious decisions that you made to do that, and a number of bases why you chose Fidelity. Why is that?
Well, part of the reason, or the main reason that I joined Fidelity, was that they were the leading provider in the title insurance industry across the United States, and I was ready to run with the big boys, basically. One of the things that they have is $2.5 million in reserves for claim.
That's billion.
Oh, billion, I'm sorry. And I was ready to join a big company where I could grow and join a good team.
Well, great. And that that sort of financial strain, I mean, now, Santa Fe is one small office, but Fidelity is a big shop nationwide, isn't it?
Right. They have 42.3% of the market share nationwide.
Wow, that's huge.
That is
now,
huge.
That's Fidelity and its other affiliate companies.
Correct.
And so that's important to be on a team that's issuing policies that actually has $2.5 billion in reserves to pay problems or pay claims when they come up, isn't it?
Right. Yes, it is.
Okay, great. Now, what do you love about your job?
I love working with the people. I do have a background in real estate. That's what I started in. And so I'm very familiar with the realtors in the community, and I like seeing the beginning to end process.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just jump in here for a second,
sure.
Again, just to reinforce the fact that this is a fabulous company to work for? I know that Steve Riemann and Atera, you've got some job opening opportunities for people out there. So, again, I want to plug that if you're interested in getting a hold of Steve Riemann and talking about working for this terrific company, the best way to do that, Steve, is how?
SantaFe@FNF.com. Send us an email. Introduce yourself. We'll also put you in the hopper for the number of gift cards and prizes that we have for today, but we're going to try and take those most of those registrations online. So if you'll please email us at SantaFe@FNF. FNF is Fidelity National Financial. That's our parent company. SantaFe@FNF.com. We'll register you. And, yes, we are indeed looking for a couple of new teammates, and that would be the best way to contact us to make sure that that you get considered for the job opportunities we have.
Sorry to interrupt you, but I wanted to plug you. Go ahead.
Great. Tara, how about the way that that you can help most, you think, the consumers that come through the door and they have questions and problems or they're heading into a transaction? What's your specialty, if there is one?
I just feel that really we need to talk to the clients and go over things, explain things with them, meet with the realtors, and just have the open lines of communication open at all times, because we all want the end result, getting to the closing table and getting it done.
And you do a lot of those pre-conferences as well, where clients will come in even a week before, 2 weeks before closing, understand their title work, sort of get on track with what they can expect and anticipate as they approach closing.
Correct. Answer the questions that they might have. And sometimes there's questions that I have to go to somebody. I come to you, Steve, or, you know, our underwriting counsel and ask questions, and just to make sure that everything is understood and that people feel comfortable and happy.
Great.
Well, I think is that one of the good news messages today is that for anyone who's interested in real estate, for anyone who is interested in talking to a professional for Fidelity National Title, come on down here to 515 Don Gaspar. The gang's all out here. You can enjoy some terrific barbecue. You can enter this drawing. And before we shift gears on another guest for the show, I have an email here. Hey, Ray, congratulations on your first year, and thank you for your good real estate commentary. I really like what Steve Riemann shares when he's on the show. Keep up the good work. And that's from Robert. So you've got a fan out there. More
well,
than
way
one.
To go, Robert. Thank you very much, Robert. I appreciate that encouragement.
I'm looking here. Steve, you've got about another minute before you're going to bring on another one of your colleagues. So I don't know if you want to conclude with Atera on something that she wants to share with the listeners.
Well, and Atera, maybe we can, obviously we want people at, on SantaFe@FNF.com. We're trying to drive a couple hundred hits to our email address today. That would help getting our sponsorship cleared with our management and the cost of it, et cetera. Tara, tell us, what kind of people are we looking for to come to work for us here? Not necessarily the job, but
somebody who's energetic, willing to learn, used to maybe working with some people who work good under pressure, that has initiative, creative. We have a couple positions open, and we're just really wanting someone who's ambitious, and that's what we're looking for.
Great.
And I can say that my own experience with this company, again, You could not ask for a better employer in Santa Fe, so I encourage everyone to take advantage of what Atera and Steve are talking about. Again, go to their website or go to their email address, santafe@fnf.com. Send them a message, register for free gifts, and come on down here and visit us at 515 Don Gaspar. Atera, thank you so much for being on All
Things
Real Estate. Thank you again for your December co-hosting. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I think now, Steve, we're going to welcome one of your other colleagues, Denise Montoya, who's
great.
Going to be joining us and taking the hot seat here. She's walking up.
Uh-huh.
Not nervous at all.
Uh-huh.
I can tell.
Denise has been with us for a couple of years now. Welcome, Denise.
Welcome to the show, Denise.
I love being here. I appreciate it.
Move up just a tad to the microphone, not too much, but just perfect, right there. You're perfect.
And you're Denise, you're another one. How many years of experience do you have in this business?
Well, Steve, I'm celebrating my 21st anniversary in the title business, and I've loved every moment of it.
Well, good for you. And 21 years, you must have started when you were about 9 or 10, so.
Well, I've definitely been through all the departments except for the title.
Uh-huh.
And each experience has been great, and obviously it's added to the knowledge that I have, which I can share with my customers and real estate agents.
That's it. That's great. We're getting a little feedback here. Mr. Miller is always on the case, I can tell. And, you know, I haven't had the chance of working with you, Denise, but you are among this very strong team of escrow officers here at Fidelity National Title. I just have a question for you. As a real estate broker, what's the most rewarding part of your job?
The most rewarding part is to be at that closing table and see just all the emotions that are going on, from a first-time home buyer to perhaps a seller who's raised their children there 36, 30-some years, and different emotions that happen.
Uh-huh.
Handing over the key or just letting them know their funds have been wired.
Yeah, that's a happy moment, isn't it, Mr.
Absolutely.
Rima?
Yeah, it's a privilege. You know, a lot of folks don't realize that we take this business very personally. We take every file, every house, every client personally. This is a big thing for you as a consumer, and we honor that. We respect it. We take it very seriously, and very frankly, as Denise says, sometimes we even get caught up in those emotions, and so we can celebrate with people with the best of them, can't we?
Yes, sir, we certainly can. A very special part of Fidelity National Title, thanks to Steve, is we have created what we call a Wall of Fame. And in that Wall of Fame, we have shared photos of our customers who have come in, whether they're buying or selling, with their consent, and also give them a part of that moment by giving them a photograph.
Oh, that's nice.
Which is incredible. So they're posted in our office. Everyone can share with us the great opportunities we've had to serve our customers out there.
Yeah, and I think that's really important to point out, because typically the consumer, the buyer, does not interact with the title company, though you do invite them to come in and advance a settlement. But most of the time they don't interact with you until the very end of the process. So bringing them that happiness and being able to sort of memorialize it in a picture is a nice thing for them to walk away with, and it's the last memory they have from the transaction, probably.
Yes, sir, you are correct.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, Steve, we got about another minute or so here before we have to take a break. Anything else you want to ask Denise?
Well, I would like to ask Denise. You know, Denise is sort of a quiet unknown, not to say unknown, but a quiet pleasure in our office and in our community, because you have just about handled every possible type of transaction in your 20 years, haven't you?
Yes, sir, I have. From commercial to owner financing to modular home placement I've done, foreclosure, which we are all experts of with here. Yes, I have.
Uh-huh. And you have good lender business, because obviously, you know, we have to build that team with the lender community to make sure that we're working. And struggling through some of these recent regulations has been a challenge for you, but you worked hard at it, haven't you?
Yes, sir. I've been involved in many short sale transactions along with refinances. And obviously, the time right now where our market seems to be is definitely in the short sale department.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, and that is sort of a reality of where we are in this market. It probably will stay there for a while, but change. But at the end of the day, as we were talking about at the top of the show, Denise, your boss here is pretty bullish on where the housing market is. Do you share his sentiment?
Yes, I do, actually. We right now, the majority of our market, I would feel, is definitely within a short sale.
Yeah.
Currently.
Yeah,
well,
but there's plenty of activity, and there's our closings have picked up,
absolutely.
Our phone calls have picked up, questions and those sorts of things have picked up.
Yes, the change in the market has been refreshing. It's given everyone hope. Things are definitely turning over,
mm-hmm.
and each month it is getting busier and busier, which we appreciate.
Denise, that's a great way to go out on a break here. Very positive note. Thank you so much, Denise Montoya, who is one of the escrow officers here at Fidelity National Title. Appreciate you being on the show. So Gino Thompson, my producer back at KTRC, let's take a quick break here on All Things Real Estate. We invite you to come down to Fidelity National Title, located at 515 Don Gaspar Avenue. Enjoy some barbecue, enter for some free gifts, see the Fidelity staff here, and just have some fun. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Rotation. Santa Fe's News Talk Leader, Talk 1260, KTRC.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. That was a quick open house of the week sort of introduction, but Gino Thompson, my producer, we've got a lot of ground to cover here on All Things Real Estate. We are at Fidelity National Title, located at 515 Don Gaspar Avenue, and we invite you to come on down to the program today and join in all the festivities. We are celebrating our one-year anniversary of the show being on the air at KTRC. We're joined right now, Steve Riemann, who's the Santa Fe Area Manager for Fidelity National Title, by one of his additional colleagues. We're just going through a round robin of everybody here at Fidelity. I have Robin Tyra, who is also an escrow officer at the company. Robin, we talked about this. You've got the three-minute drill, the extra one minute from the football drill. So in 3 minutes, Mr. Riemann, take over.
Well, that's Robin, why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about you, how long you've been in the business, et cetera.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Robin Tyra. I have been in the title insurance industry for 25 years. I've been with Fidelity about 15 years of the 25, which says a lot for Fidelity. I've done everything from posting and lot books, if people know what that is, to customer service, to title examiner, and now escrow officer. So.
And you're doing a great job for
Thank
us,
you.
And I know your clients are particularly pleased with the way that you've been communicating and handling your transactions. There's a lot to do in putting the puzzle together of a transaction, isn't there?
There is many, many parts to it, starting from the escrow listing ground up, getting the title work to the realtor, and I think our biggest effort at Fidelity is the customer service and making sure that the transaction flows smoothly for all our clients.
Okay, and those new regulations have brought some challenges to us lately, but
yes.
It's meant some late night hours for a lot of us as we figure out how to work with the new lenders and the new federal forms.
Yeah, we have a new HUD that the government regulated beginning January 1st of this year. And it's quite challenging. It's kind of a learning process for us as escrow officers as well as realtors. The main purpose is disclosure to the consumer, and we try to make that, you know, very explanatory to them.
Uh-huh.
So.
Okay. And as we ask the others, maybe, what's your pleasure in this business? Why title and escrow?
Well, like I said, I've done a little bit of all of it, from the research end to the customer service part. My main enjoyment and pleasure and fulfillment in it is dealing with the clients, meeting clients, seeing the pleasure on their face when they're purchasing a new home, and just meeting people is my main enjoyment.
So them. I guess you're a walking testimonial for working for Fidelity National Title, and you've gone through the ranks and all the different positions here. I know Steve Riemann is trying to find out if there's someone out in the community who wants to join this fabulous company. What, Robin, would be your best recommendation for someone who's maybe searching for a new job? Why come here?
You know, Fidelity is a great corporation to work for. Like I said, they're very customer service oriented, and they're that way for their employees as well. They offer a lot of benefits, and the main thing that I like about Fidelity is it's a team effort. You don't feel like you're on your own. Everybody's a big group helping each other out. And for someone looking for a job, I think that says a lot. It's a team that you come into, and you're not by yourself.
Yeah, and you know, the one thing I can say is, as a real estate broker, that you guys have two constituencies that you're always trying to please. One is the real estate brokerage community.
Definitely.
And the other one are the people who are settling on a property, and I think you do it in spades. I think everyone in this community certainly within our trade, believes that that's the case. So
yes,
it's a love fest here.
Well, and you know, we have several constituents to meet, not only the consumers and the real estate brokers, but certainly the lender community and mortgage
yes,
companies
true.
In town. We have our own stockholders. Fidelity National is a nationally traded stock company, so we have those constituents to take care of. And certainly our employees, you know, they're first among our constituents in terms of who we like to benefit and work with and build the careers properly.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, Steve, we've got just one last segment here before we close out the show. And I don't know, Robin, if you want to say one last word to the listening audience, what would that be? Come on down here, right?
Yeah, come on down. Come, you know, join us at Fidelity if you are looking for a position that Steve, I think, has described this afternoon. And definitely you want to close with us because we're the Team Fidelity and we'll handle your transaction smoothly. So.
Excellent. Well, great commentary.
Thank
you so much,
right,
Robin Tyra, who is joining us. We're now coming into the last segment of the program, and we're going to be joined by Julie Duran. Julie is the office manager here at Fidelity National Title. Well, no, that's the title that you have. And I met Julie for the first time about 2 weeks ago, and she was so pleasant. But I saw her multitasking and answering the phone. It was like, you know, the legs were all over, the hands were going, the people were coming in. So anyway, welcome to the show.
Thank
nice
you.
To have you.
Thank you.
We often refer to Julie as our ever-ready bunny. She can interrupt process and run up down the hall and make copies for people and pulling deeds for people and setting up transactions and scheduling closings and finding their vesting deeds. And you just love the activity of it, don't you?
I do.
Uh-huh.
I love it. Every day I look forward to coming to work every day.
Uh-huh. And it's a lot of work because a lot of people don't really understand what we do, do they?
Yes, they don't.
And
they
so...
don't. And we are like detectives, in a sense, when
uh-huh.
it comes to title. You know, we get to the bottom of it and we fulfill their every need. If they ask, we are here to serve them.
Uh-huh. Good.
Well,
and Julie has the capacity not only to serve all the rest of the staff and keep our ship running here and keep us moving forward and having fun, by the way. By the way, she feeds us all day long,
oh,
too. If you ever need some queso and some chips, they're on her desk. and you not only do you get to serve the escrow officers and your teammates, but
right.
you really get to serve the consumer a lot.
Yeah.
I mean... You're on the phone with them a lot. And
every day. I mean, all day long. They're calling. And
actually, I can attest to that. The day I came in here, Steve, it was to work out the advance work on this remote broadcast, and Julie was on the phone. I don't know who you were talking to, but you were very patient, and I could tell that the questions were coming back to you that would have made most mortals less than patient. So
yeah.
I commend you because I watched you carefully, and then someone else came in with a delivery, and I was bugging you. So anyway, my hat goes off to you.
Thank you.
Again, my message to the listeners today is that you guys have some great opportunities here for employment. So you can say to the listeners, if they're looking for a great place to work, Julie, where is it?
It would be Fidelity Santa Fe. Team Santa Fe,
great.
For sure.
Yeah, very good.
Yes.
And, Julie, how long have you been with the company?
A year. It was a year in April.
She walked in the door with her application, and we just tossed the application in the trash, sat her down, and she's been working hard ever since.
Oh, my gosh.
She's grateful for it.
Well, I'll tell you what, Julie Duran, I want to thank you for being
thank
on
you.
All Things
thank
Real Estate, particularly
me.
On our one-year anniversary show. We really do appreciate it. We appreciate you guys hosting us here today. Steve, we got about 2 minutes before we have to close out the program. Any last thoughts for the listeners?
Well, you know, this is just a great opportunity for our company as a sponsorship. We have a great team of people, and I hope that you've had an opportunity to hear a couple of them today. These are people who have really made it their hard-earned and hard-working career to serve the community, to serve the real estate community, to serve people with information and transactions, et cetera. And, you know, we just love it. We're privileged to do it. We love being part of your radio show, Ray. You've done a fabulous job over the past year. And
you've made it easy for
me. It's just been a gas, hasn't
it? It has. It's been a fabulous year for sure. And I can't believe that I'm starting the second year with the same man I started the first year with. Should we make this like a sort of a partnership anniversary for decades to go?
That absolutely works with us. I think, and Ray, I got to commend you. You're bringing information. You're bringing people and resources to folks that are out in the community looking to either purchase or sell real estate. This is, you know, obviously a big contribution on your part. One of these days, you might even get paid for the job.
I might. You know, I'm getting into this sort of nonprofit view of things.
Yeah.
No, not seriously. I shouldn't say that because actually, there's been fabulous corporate support from Fidelity National's Idol and all the other companies that support the program. But at some point, we're going to make this a real moneymaker. That's what we're going to do together, all right?
Well, we'll see about that. And KTRC has been just a fabulous partner. I know they've been very pleased with your show and,
yep,
and the traffic that you've driven. I know Tommy Gardner's pleased with the traffic that you've driven to the open houses at Santa Fe Realty Partners. So you're becoming a real kingpin and center point in the real estate community.
Well, and I'm announcing my retirement right now.
That's
so
right.
It's over with. This is it. Thank you very much, everybody. That's the end of the show. Anyway, thank you, Steve Riemann. That's very kind. You're one of my favorites in town, and I do actually believe that you're one of the smartest and most knowledgeable people in the real estate industry. So I encourage everyone that's out there today to take advantage of what Steve Riemann was saying. Go on to their email address, santafe@fnf.com. Send them a message. Explore some job opportunities with this fabulous company. I want to encourage you to come down here to Fidelity National Title, located at 515 Don Gaspar Avenue. Join us today for our one-year anniversary celebration. Thank you, Steve Riemann, for hosting the remote broadcast today, and for all the support you've given to the show over the last year. Thank you, Gino Thompson, my producer, Tom and Colin, my technicians, as well as Kate, Melissa, and Phil back at Santa Fe Realty Partners for producing a fine program. A special thank you to the lovely Cynthia, and thank you for tuning in to the show today. And please know that I would love to help you with your own real estate issues, so call me at 989-8900, and please join us next Sunday for the beginning of year two of the show. So until next Sunday at noon right here on 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.